As a freshman at Memphis State University, Kyla Smith was shy and introverted when she joined her college's Wesley Foundation chapter. 2 years later, Kyla has been transformed into a leader who now believes she can take on anything, as evidenced by her role of traveling to United Methodist churches throughout the state to speak about the importance of campus ministries, a message Kyla wants the entire denomination to hear. Kyla, welcome to Get Your Spirit in Shape. We're so happy that you're here with us.
Thank you.
So you spoke a couple of months ago at the Tennessee Western Kentucky Annual Conference, and you talked about campus ministry. You're a college student at the University of Memphis, and what you said that day really resonated with a lot of people about why campus ministry is important and why that really is the future of the church. So we wanted to have you on as a guest and have that conversation with you again, just to kind of let our audience hear what you had to say, and I think be encouraged by what you had to say, because I certainly was when I heard you at the annual conference. So before we get started, tell me a little bit about what you're doing at the University of Memphis.
All right. So like you said, I attend the University of Memphis. I am a junior. I'm a biology major. My campus ministry is the Wesley Foundation here. So right now my primary position is the Faith Community Coordinator. So on different Sundays, I go out to different churches where I just tell them how Wesley has changed me as a person, you know, made me into a leader now. Because before joining Wesley, I didn't see myself as a leader. But as of right now, I go to different churches on Sundays, talk about my experience, and just tell them what we are doing here at Memphis Wesley as a campus ministry.
And so Wesley Foundations are on college campuses all across the United States, and they're there to meant to be just a faith community.
Right.
But it isn't, I mean, it's a United Methodist organization, but you were saying it isn't just United Methodists who are a part of it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what's happening at your Memphis Wesley.
So at our Memphis Wesley, we are a multicultural faith community. We welcome all denominations, and also we have four different campuses. So it's just not the University of Memphis. We have four different campuses, which is Christian Brothers University, Lamont Owen. We also have Rose College, and then the University of Memphis being the fourth one. So what I meant about we welcome different denominations, well, here we have interns who are Hispanic, interns who are Islamic, and I just love how we all get to bond over, you know, even though we come from different religions and different backgrounds, here at Memphis Wesley, we are all seen as, you know, one, you know.
Well, how has that experience of being there together, how has that impacted your faith and what it feels like, you know, your faith in the world looks like?
For me, when I first came into Wesley, I knew what it was, but I didn't know like how impactful it was going to be. So me entering it, I was a little reserved. I just sit back and watch. Then as time progressed and I got comfortable with the people here, if I'm being completely honest, I think that meeting all of those new people, it made me feel like that, you know, even though I'm a shy person, these people still make the effort to make me feel welcome. And then since we're so much diversity here, I think that makes a lot of difference too, just because we're able to bond and do things outside of campus, like the interns, we do stuff outside of campus with each other. And it's just kind of cool to see, like, even though we have all these different backgrounds, we still worship the same God. And it's just a different experience because I ain't never experienced it before.
Well, it sounds like it's really opened up your impression of what church could be and what church can look like.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how does being a part of Memphis Wesley give you hope for the future of the United Methodist Church?
Like I said in my speech from annual conference, I feel like we as the youth are the future of the church. It gives me hope for the church that seeing what we do here at Memphis Wesley, I hope that one day that, you know, we can put some of our missions and what we strive for into involving that into the United Methodist Church, like how we're so open to anybody and welcoming. Hopefully, my hope for the church will be that the church will be opening to anyone. You know, let's not discriminate, you know, because it's not going to get us anywhere, you know. So I feel as though what we're doing here at Wesley builds that foundation. I mean, we're college students, so going to church and, you know, having that spiritual connection, a lot of people lose that faith in college. But seeing what we do here at Wesley and just how we still are able to spiritually connect with God in our own way, I think that is a big thing. And I think that's going to help with the future of the church, you know.
It sounds like you're right. In college, sometimes people do move away. People who've been raised in the church, like you were raised, you're, you know, in the United Methodist Church. But sometimes people move away from that. But what I'm hearing you say is through the connection with Memphis Wesley, it's really made your faith stronger.
Yes.
And do you see that? Well, one of the things I heard you say was that sometimes college students don't feel they have a voice
Yes.
in the church. Can you talk a little bit about why you think that's true?
I wouldn't say it just for college students, but here at Memphis Wesley, we have these things called Tuesday Night Community Nights. And then with those nights, we have different guest speakers and different topics that we talk about and discuss. Sometimes we have like our own little, like a panelist, basically. So I know for some nights we've had different panelists speak and just speak about, like, one was about the LGBTQ plus community. And another one, we spoke about the topic of college students or just young adults not feeling heard in the church. And a lot of responses was, it's not that we don't feel heard. It's that we feel as though we're going to be judged for certain things we do, because the church does consist of a lot of older people. And, you know, with older people, some people are still stuck in the traditional way. And, you know, change is bound to happen, in my opinion. And from hearing some of the people who spoke, they basically said that they lose the connection, because in college, I feel like that's who you're finding who you are. You're developing into that person. And I feel as though the church, for some people, it develops you into a person of God. And then, you know, a lot of the times we don't feel heard simply because we fear judgment or we fear or not being good enough.
So, Kyla, how can those of us who, you know, it's been a while since we've been in college and we are in those places where we kind of feel like maybe that we know who we are, we know what we believe, but how can we open our minds? Because what I hear you saying is that you feel as a college person that you might be judged and you might be, there might be expectations for you that others put those on you. What would it look like to come into a space where that's not happening? How would that feel? Like, if you came into a church and that wasn't happening, what would that feel like?
To not come to a place where, I mean, I feel as though Memphis Wesley embodies that. Like, so many students here, they have their own, you know, little thing going on. And I just feel like we're so welcoming and we make everybody feel included and we don't judge anybody for who they are. And you get a sense of, you connect more with people like that. And I feel like it's a sense of hope and it's a sense of, like, you feel like you belong, you know? You don't feel lost. And I think if I was to enter a church like that, it'll make me feel like I belong here, almost like home in a sense. So
that's really beautifully and very well said. So United Methodist Church, like the Wesley Foundations, they're all over the United States, all over the world. And so there is this sense of connection that we are all connected to one another through the United Methodist Church. How has Memphis Wesley shown that connection to you? How have you seen that in action?
So my freshman year, a lot of the stuff we did at Memphis Wesley was online. So as far as getting connections with people, I didn't really get that just because I'm like an introverted person. And I just feel as though it's hard to connect with people online. So it really wasn't until my sophomore year that I kind of, thanks to the people here, like the director and the assistant director who was here at the time, they molded me and pushed me beyond my limits to do more, to speak out, and then like doing certain volunteer and just listening to the different speakers that we had speak kind of molded my perspective and like Memphis Wesley, this is what I'm doing and I'm doing it because I want to do it, you know? So I think that kind of molded it. And then growing that connection with the United Methodist Church, I would say this semester, my junior year, me getting into my role as faith community coordinator, I think going to the different, not just United Methodist churches, but primarily mostly United Methodist churches, I think that going out to those churches and letting them know that, hey, we appreciate you for supporting us, because without the church, it wouldn't be us. So I think that connection has really shown me like, hey, United Methodist Church within different churches that I've been to and spoke at, like, hey, the change is coming. We are evolving. We are becoming more accepted, you know, and the churches do want more youth, you know, and a lot of the people that I've spoken to, they're excited. Hey, we're excited that you're doing this and that. So I think that's how I've shown the connection with United Methodist Church, I think, is growing stronger.
That's a very encouraging message, yeah. Too, to be, you're out there in the churches and you're talking to people, you're seeing that, and you're feeling very hopeful about the future.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a junior. Congratulations. You're just a couple of years away from graduating with your degree. So what happens, how do you take what you've been learning? You said you've become a leader through the Wesley Foundation. How do you hope to take these really practical skills and this level of faith out into the world?
I would say I hope to take my skills, because my ultimate career goal would be to be a doctor. But I just think when it comes to like doctoring, like you have to be able to connect with people. And I think here at Wesley, it has shown me how to connect with people. Because I used to be like, when I tell you I didn't talk to nobody, but now you see me here at Memphis Wesley, I'm the one going up to people, initiating conversations like, hey, how are you? How's your day? How's your classes going? Trying to mingle with new people. And I think that's how you grow connections. So, you know, once I'm done with college, I see myself hopefully going to med school and then bonding with different students, making those connections and, you know, hopefully showing some type of leadership, because Memphis Wesley has molded me into a leader to where I can say like, hey, you don't know how to do it. I know how to do it and I can lead you and I can help you, you know. So I think that's pretty good. And that's how Memphis Wesley has shown me and helped me and molded me into this person that I am today, because never in a million years would I've thought that, hey, I'll be speaking, because I'm not a speaker at all. Like, I used to think that, but now I think the more and more that I'm doing it and getting outside of my comfort zone, the more that I'm realizing that, hey, I can take on anything.
That's really amazing, the impact that this chapter of Wesley Foundation has had on you. Kyla, what would you say to someone who just doesn't understand the importance of campus ministry like this? What message would you want them to know?
The message I would let someone know would just be, come as you are, be true to yourself, don't let anyone change you. And then I think the main thing will be the best you can be, would be the message I would say.
Oh, that's great. And that's a message that's not just true for Wesley Foundation chapters, but for the church as well.
Mm-hmm.
As we finish up, Kyla, is there anything you wanted to share or anything you wanted to tell us more about what's going on there with Memphis Wesley?
I do have one story that I'd like to share. So we just kicked off, I guess you would say, like our fall list. Like, so I'm kicked off my fall internship. And for the past few nights, we've had like our open house and we've had like a Ben and Jerry's ice cream thing, and the amount of people and students who have came out and supported us consistently has been amazing. Like, the amount of numbers, like, I'm seeing like 100 plus people have came out and supported us. And then even yesterday was our first community night of the semester. The amount of people who came out and just supported us and, you know, vibed with us and everything, I would say that has been the thing. It's making me feel strong for this semester. So creating those connections with different people, they felt the need to like, hey, I want to come back here. I love it here. I love the vibe here. So I think that's a really great thing. So I feel like this semester is going to go strong because we've had pretty strong numbers. Some of the largest numbers we've had since I've been here.
Well, there's clearly a need for what you're doing through the Memphis Wesley. And what a great witness and a great space for the United Methodist Church to be there.
Yes.
And say, come and belong here. You can be a part of this.
Right.
Well, our last question is something we ask all of our guests on Get Your Spirit in Shape. And Kyla, how do you keep your own spirit in shape?
Well, for me, something that I've been working on lately is rest. I think that without rest, the rest of your day can't flow. So a lot of stuff, trying to take a step back, and I don't mean rest as like in sleeping, but just taking a moment to sit back and just breathe in and just have a safe space to just think about life in general. And another thing I'm going to start doing is I have a prayer journal that I plan on writing in just to keep my spiritual connection with God. So those are my two things for right now.
That's awesome. I love hearing about that. And I understand why, you know, just being around people like yourself, why that's such an encouragement.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kyla Smith, a student at the University of Memphis and a member of the Campus Wesley Foundation. To learn more about campus ministries of the United Methodist Church, go to umc.org/podcast and look for this episode. In addition to the helpful links and a transcript of our conversation, you'll find my email address so you can talk with me about Get Your Spirit in Shape. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Get Your Spirit in Shape. I look forward to the next time that we're together. I'm Crystal Cavanis.